fiercely defending the freedom of speech. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
And on a Monday, rolling through, our good friend Professor Alan Sachs here. He's a professor of political science at the University of Texas in Arlington. He's down there on the front lines of what's happening with the border and a big changes, of course, overnight as Kirstjen Nielsen is out. I guess it's not a surprise the president demanding more accountability at the border, more hard-nosed policies at the border, trying to get things under control there. Professor, welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
Obviously, Texas on the front line of what's happening on the argument of border security and so forth. What can you tell me? What is the mood there in Texas, really?
Well, frankly, I'm in North Texas, so we don't see much of it, at least not all the time. But I have some good friends at a radio station in McAllen, Texas, KURV. And I asked them, what do you see every day? And they said about 1,000 immigrants come across the border every single day. And that's the way it's been all the time.
Legally or not legally?
I didn't ask them, but I imagine illegally.
Yeah.
1,000 every single day. And they said it's pretty bad. It's bad. And I said, would you call it a crisis? Would you call it a crisis? And they said, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder, I just heard Bernie Sanders over the weekend say that he does not believe in open borders, that there's too much poverty in the world. One of the people in the audience thought, well, I thought you were for open borders. He goes, no, I don't know where you're getting your information. I'm not for that, which will set him apart. And it makes me think, I'm going to have a good time watching Bernie and Beto slug it out in the first debate. That's going to be good sport for me.
Beto is saying things that are just absolutely ridiculous, but he still has his following, and I think the reason why he's able to attract a lot of money, as he did in Texas against Senator Ted Cruz, is that a lot of outside Democrat money is betting on him to help turn Texas Democratic. So they're throwing a lot of money at him, not because of who he is, but because of what he may represent.
No, Beto, I mean, I'm sorry to say, but he comes across as a dimwit.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, come on. I mean, the guy's just a dip. But he flails around a lot like he's jacked up on goofballs or something. At any rate, you've got that going on.
All my students love him.
But based on what? Do you ever ask him based on what?
Well, you know what students are.
Well, I get that, but you could ask him. You love him based on what? Now, if you said, I support Bernie Sanders because of these things, and whatever, I mean, at least Bernie Sanders will tell you what he thinks. Beto's a bunch of platitudes and meaningless, you know, speeches. He doesn't stand for anything.
He rides a skateboard.
Wow, that's great.
And that's important.
Yeah. What about Stacey Abrams? Also talking about getting into the race. I think she'd be suspect number 19 if she gets in.
Does she ride a skateboard?
No. But she rides the delusion that somehow
she won
the election in Georgia. You know, if you go back to 2016 and listen to all the Democrats who said, if you don't accept the outcome of an election, you're subverting and undermining democracy and so on and so forth. You heard variations of that all through 2016 because they all thought that Donald Trump was going to lose. And they all thought that Donald Trump was going to say the election wasn't fair. And then in the end, it was the Democrats that cannot accept losing.
It's really amazing. That they still can't accept Hillary Clinton. Stacey Abrams cannot accept the fact that she lost the governor's race. I guess Bernie Sanders is still mad at Hillary Clinton. And I can understand that because he thinks he would have won the Democratic primary if the Democrats would have played it right. And he's probably correct. So nobody can accept it. I'm going to run for something, and if I lose, I'm not
going to
accept it either.
Well, right, and I appreciate that, Professor. Professor Alan Sachs here, as he is on Mondays every week and has been for a very long time. All right, so as you look at this field, though, you know, and I looked at an incredible op-ed from Bob Kerrey, the former senator from Nebraska, former governor of Nebraska, a liberal, a true liberal, saying, guys, you need to move on. The Mueller report showed that nothing happened. Instead of trying to continue to investigate Trump, why don't you investigate what we got so wrong and why? And he just wrote this over the weekend in an Omaha paper. It was terrific. He also said that you need to look at how things are being handled in this country in a variety of ways. And he basically said the FBI, the Department of Justice are all corrupt, and that, you know, he doesn't like Donald Trump, obviously, but there are bigger things to look at. He won the election. He didn't cheat. We need to get to moving on. This is Bob Kerrey, a guy who probably doesn't have a place left in the Democrat Party.
But he's absolutely right. I have to read that column. He's absolutely correct. What President Trump has done is show what all of our institutions have been for a long time. And he's sort of pulled the cover up, and everybody's scattering. And that, if nothing else, he's served the country well in that respect.
Certainly true. Let me see here. I just let people know. You can go to omaha.com and find the Bob Kerrey op-ed piece. And he says that the Democrats are suffering dangerous delusions, in part because of the Mueller report, and in part because of the DOJ and the FBI, that somehow it's going to be changed. And so that's well worth reading. I agree with that. Omaha.com, for anybody who missed it earlier in the program. It is fascinating. Meanwhile, the president, according to Politico, is being driven by Stephen Miller, a far-right conservative who says we have to have much stronger border security. Kirstjen Nielsen is out, and McElhinney is in. Do you see this issue? And I asked you, you said in North Texas there, you don't see much about it at all. But my question is immigration, the border wall, all of those conversations were good for Trump in 2016. Are they as good in 2020?
I feel sorry for some of the immigrants. I'm very, very big on border security and very conservative. But I just feel sorry for some of the immigrants. In the past several months or years, there have been moments where it's a miracle that I can walk. And I see all these immigrants walking, and I keep thinking, what happens if somebody has the flu? What happens if somebody falls down? And most of them are very young. But I have to admit, there's that side to me that says, who are these people? And my gosh, how are they suffering?
Well, you know, and that is the humanitarian question. The point being is right now is that we are not set up to facilitate and house
That's
and look
right.
after these people. The system was set up for adult males.
That's right.
And it wasn't set up for family units or little kids or little girls, none of that. And so we're at a disadvantage, and Kirstjen Nielsen knew that, but McElhinney has been there for a long time, since 2001. He's been there through George W. Bush. He's been there through the Obama administration. He's been involved with border security for a very long time, and the president is betting on the fact that he can, I don't know, tighten things up, stop the sieve, I suppose.
You know, compared to the U.K., we're doing pretty good. Are they ever going to decide about Brexit in the U.K.? And Theresa May. And tomorrow, there are some very important Israeli elections. So a lot of stuff going on in the world.
That's right.
And we don't know about it. The media wants to focus in on the Mueller report, you know, every minute.
We got the report. We know what the outcome is. But you're right. You know, when you go to other countries, as I have on many occasions, you get a lot better world news than you ever do in the United States. We got to leave it right there, Professor. Always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank
Greatly
you
appreciate your input.
And tonight, Texas Tech and Virginia.
Yeah, that's right. Texas Tech ran roughshod over the entire state of Michigan, dumping the University of Michigan and then Michigan State on its way to the championship. You're exactly right, Professor.
Big deal tonight.
There you go. Thanks for stopping in.
Thank you so much.
Quick break. We'll be right back. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Rich Studley from the Chamber straight ahead.
My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, really changed my life. I've lost weight and kept it off, and I feel great. Now it's even easier to make My Pure Health Solutions work for you, anywhere, anytime, from the comfort of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom program for you, not artificial shakes and bars, but real food, so you can keep the weight off. I'm telling you, this works. Jared and the team will evaluate your body, create a one-of-a-kind blueprint for you to get healthy, and you never have to leave home. Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it now.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, we can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You with the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine. Not really.
Buzz driving.